Cyber attacks on financial institutions are skyrocketing. In 2023 alone, the financial sector saw a 20% increase in cyber attacks, the average breach costing nearly $6 million. That's not a statistic. It's a serious warning.
No doubt about it. Banks, investment firms, and payment processors are prime targets. They handle massive amounts of sensitive data and money, and if attackers see an opening, they'll take it.
That's why financial institutions can't afford to cross their fingers and hope for the best. Cyber criminals are relentless, exploiting misconfigured servers, unpatched software, and even human error. Sometimes all it takes is one overlooked weakness.
Exactly. And beyond the direct damage, there's the regulatory side. Financial institutions have to meet strict security standards under laws like the NYDFS cybersecurity regulation and the FTC safeguards rule.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a suggestion, it's a must.
Yep. That's where penetration testing makes all the difference. Unlike basic security assessments, pen testing simulates real-world cyber attacks, showing how defenses hold up against actual threats. And let's be honest, traditional audits don't always catch what could be exploited in a real-world attack.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more. Take a mid-size investment firm, for example. They might assume their multi-factor authentication is rock solid, but a penetration test could prove otherwise, revealing an exposure they'd never considered. Without testing, they might not even realize until it's too late.
And once the breach happens, the impact is massive. Financial losses, reputation damage, legal trouble. Once a customer loses trust in a financial institution, winning that trust back is an uphill battle.
Right? And penetration testing isn't just about preventing breaches. It's about ensuring teams know how to detect and respond to them. Simulating attacks gives security teams hands-on experience in neutralizing threats before a real attack gets the chance.
And for those under NYDFS regulations, penetration testing is mandatory. Section 500.05 requires annual pen testing, and Section 500.02 mandates it as part of a dynamic risk assessment strategy.
And penetration testing works.
Mm-hmm.
IBM's cost of the data breach report found that financial institutions using regular penetration testing reduced the risk of major breaches by more than 60%.
Wow.
Yeah, that's huge, especially considering the financial damage these breaches cause.
It's not just NYDFS pushing for stronger security. The FTC's updated safeguards rule takes it even further, requiring ongoing security testing, including penetration testing, to make sure cybersecurity measures actually work.
Exactly. Say a payment processor thinks their security is solid, but a penetration test uncovers a misconfigured cloud database, one that attackers could have exploited to access thousands of customer records.
Mm.
Catching it early can mean the difference between business as usual and a full-scale crisis.
Yep. And regulators aren't just expecting companies to check a box. They want penetration testing to be an integrated, proactive security measure, part of a continuous process of testing, identifying risks, and strengthening defenses.
Mm-hmm. Because the alternative? Ignoring
right.
these regulations doesn't just mean potential fines. It means real-world attacks that could cripple a business. And let's be real, no one wants to be the next headline for a breach that could have been prevented.